It's no secret Southeast Alaska has had its share of economic problems. They've hit villages and small cities especially hard.
Our focus has to be on providing opportunities for families and residents to remain in these rural communities.
That's Russell Dick, president and CEO of Ha'ani LLC. It's a subsidiary of the Juneau-based Sea Alaska Regional Native Corporation. Ha'ani has a nonprofit community development fund. It's partnering with the Nature Conservancy on a competition called Path to Prosperity.
This is really a program about creating entrepreneurship, creating business, creating economic development in a way that, you know, utilizes our natural resources within the communities to sustain lifestyles.
The contest will collect proposals from Southeast residents, businesses, and tribal entities. A dozen finalists will be brought to Juneau for a weekend boot camp to learn about business development and plan writing. Norm Cohen is Southeast Program Director for the Nature Conservancy. The international organization supports environmentally friendly, small-scale development projects.
Our sort of theory of change is that there are other uses of forest products and activities that can take place in the forest that can be a strong economic opportunity that will last for a long period of time without jeopardizing sort of the use for future generations.
Two contest winners in each of three rounds will receive up to $40,000 in consulting and technical services. Dick of Ha'ani says that could include help with trademarks and patents, hiring, and financing.
Hopefully by the end of the second year, after continued development of their business plan, our goal is to put them in contact or partner them with organizations that can provide venture capital funding, financing, other types of loans.
The Nature Conservancy is providing a $250,000 grant for the competition. Dick says Ha'ani will match that with staff time and other support. Sea Alaska has a lot of naysayers. One is Juneau shareholder Brad Flitch. He's a private financial manager and moderator of the 4,400-member Facebook site Sea Alaska Shareholders.
It's a business competition because the management of Ha'ani is completely devoid of ideas, comprehension, or ability to manage a business.
Flitch says he's proposed village commercial ventures such as harvesting berries, growing peonies for the wedding flower market, and collecting wild mushrooms.
There's 11 varieties of commercial mushrooms that could be easily harvested in Southeast. Written up entire business plan for Sea Alaska. This is how you make money on our land, creating jobs in our communities.
Dick says he's aware of the proposals and they could be submitted to the competition or considered separately. Parent corporation Sea Alaska is in the resource development business and logging has provided a large portion of its revenue. Dick says Ha'ani is looking for smaller enterprises that include shellfish farms, berry picking, or wood pellet production.
Coming in and saying we're going to go develop a mine somewhere in one of our communities may create an issue for us.
Competition organizers will offer an informational webinar August 12th. The deadline for the first round of proposals is about a month later. Sea Alaska has about 21,000 shareholders with tribal roots in Southeast. Fewer than half live in the region, with many in Anchorage or the Pacific Northwest. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.